Voters often complain that California's presidential primary is too late to matter. But this year, California will be pivotal on the Republican side, stopping Trump or propelling him to his party's nomination. As part of our California Counts election coverage, Scott Schaefer, senior editor of KQED's California Politics and Government desk, reports the GOP is gearing up with a combination of excitement and dread.
If there was any doubt whether California's June 7th primary would count for something, Ohio Governor John Kasich made it clear the night he won the primary in his home state.
I'm getting ready to rent a covered wagon. We're going to have a big sale and have the wind blow us to the Rocky Mountains and over the mountains to California.
It is by far the most fascinating presidential campaign I've ever been involved in and seen and witnessed.
That's San Francisco attorney Harmeet Dhillon. She's vice chair of the state Republican Party. Dhillon says the state's suddenly relevant primary has Republicans who left the party in disgust returning like swallows to San Juan Capistrano.
They're coming back into the party, and they're seeing that they may be relevant this time.
In California, the Republican primary is closed to registered Republicans only. That could help the most conservative candidate in the race, says Tom Hudson with the California Republican Assembly.
Longtime party activists and party volunteers and party donors and a lot of the mainstream Republicans of California have lined up behind Ted Cruz.
Unlike Trump or Kasich, Cruz has an active grassroots operation here. And a few prominent Republicans, like Carly Fiorina, are lining up behind him. There's also an active anti-Trump effort gearing up in California, and they'll be generating ads like this one from the conservative Club for Growth.
Trump wants us to think he's Mr. Tell It Like It Is, but he has a record, and it's very liberal. He's really just playing us for chumps.
Party activist John Fleischman says Trump reminds him of another flashy Republican who played on voter anger and promised to shake things up, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Turns out it was a sham, right? He was an actor who acted mad to get my support, and then he went to Sacramento and really became a political insider.
But GOP consultant Mike Madrid thinks you underestimate Trump at your peril.
I think he's probably going to be more competitive than we think he is because we're seeing this tremendous appetite against establishment candidates on both sides of the aisle.
Republican consultant Hector Barajas says it's all great for a party that's been losing voters and statewide elections in California year after year after year.
It's going to mean that our, you know, volunteer roles are going to increase. You're going to have a lot more of that excitement. People wanting to, you know, get themselves registered and at the same time filling out those little volunteer cards. You know, increasing those volunteer roles are going to be very important, especially if we can carry that all the way to November.
California has the most delegates of any state. In fact, more than 10% of the total number of delegates needed to capture the GOP nomination are available right here. Each of the state's 53 congressional districts has three delegates, and whichever candidate gets the most votes in each district wins all three. That means there are delegates to be won in every district, whether it's represented by San Francisco liberal Nancy Pelosi or conservative Kevin McCarthy in Bakersfield. GOP Vice Chair Harmeet Dhillon says that kind of competition brings to mind World War II.
One of the candidates' top spokesperson told me that it's like Stalingrad. It's going to be hand-to-hand delegate combat. That means in each of the congressional districts, there's a fight.
You might just see Trump, Cruz, or Kasich, even if you live in liberal Oakland, Santa Monica, or maybe San Francisco, anywhere they think they can win delegates. However California's primary turns out, it's unlikely Republicans will leave here united. For that, Party Vice Chair Harmeet Dhillon is counting on someone else.
Hillary Clinton is universally loathed and despised in our party. So whoever the nominee is, and I mean even if it's Donald Trump, people will be working to defeat Hillary.
Or, as the old saying goes, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. In San Francisco, I'm Scott Schaefer.